Hakol Midoidin Rosh Hashanah. V'gzar Dinon Shalehem Nechtem B'yam Kippur. Divrei Rav Meir. Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings out a brisa. Hakol Midoidin Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's judging Rosh Hashanah. V'gzar Dinon Shalehem Nechtem B'yam Kippur. V'gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. Everyone heard that? Divrei Rav Meir. But Yehuda says no. Hakol Midoidin Rosh Hashanah. V'gzar Dinon Shalehem Nechtem Kol Echad Ve'echad Bezmanah. Rav Yehuda says, no. The ksiva is when the nidun is on Rosh Hashanah. And the chasima is each person in their time. And each thing in their time. The Pesach ala tefillah, batzeres ala peres ilan, the chag, sukkah is meaning nidun ala mayim. The adam nidun b'Rosh Hashanah, v'gzar dina shalai nechtam b'yam kippur. Okay? So again. The price of Tanakh Ramea says everyone's needed in Rosh Hashanah and exaggerates Yom Kippur. Yehuda comes along and says, no, everyone is needed in Rosh Hashanah, but then the chesima for each thing is at a different time. And people are on Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yosi Omer, Adam needed b'chol yom. Rabbi Yosi says, no, a person is judged every day. Rabbi Nosson Omer, needed b'chol shah. A person is judged every hour. And hour does, shah doesn't mean hour, shah means every moment. Adkan. Mevor, Dildas, Rav Yosi, Rav Nosson, Adam, Nidon, Gam, B'Shayim, Mois Hashanah. Comes out clearly, according to Rav Yosi, according to Rav Nosson, person judged not just Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but all the time. Right? Rav Yehuda Nidon B'chol Yom, or Rav Nosson B'chol Shah. Right? But clearly, pick up your head. Pick up your head. Take the hood off your head. Set up straight, please. You ask for one of these things, then you go to sleep. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so Rav Yosi. So that's clear. So according to Rav Nosson, according to Yehuda, everyone's judged, not just Yom Kippur. Okay. The Tamal Zaturi Evan. So Turi asked the following question. Zela Shani, V'oy Koshli, Midamal Kamperi Dal the Baruch Shani Eidam Rahal Midei Efshe Melech Yoshel Kizadin V'sifri Chayim V'sifri Mason Psuchim Lefnei Yisrael V'oy Mashiram. By the famous Gemara that says the following, that a Rosh Hashanah we don't say Hallel, because how can it be the Melech is sitting on Kisei Din, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mavas of Psuchim, and you say Shira, right? Can't be. How do you say Shira when the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mavas are open, right? That's the Gemara says. In fact, to Reuven Im Kain L'Reb Nosson L'Reb Yosi Shor Hashanah V'Chol Yomais Hashanah Shavul Adin Im Kain La'Oilam La'Neim Hallel Le'Biyantav Adchanaka. So how do you ever say Hallel? According to Rav Nosson and according to Yehuda, that every day is a Yom Adin, or even every moment is a Yom Adin, and you don't say Hallel when it's a Yom Adin. So how do you ever say Hallel? So how do we say Hallel on Chanukah? How do we ever say Hallel on Yom Tov? Every day is a Yom Adin. As I frequent to Rebbe, the less Luhai Svar, the Melech Yishal Kizdin, Barshanami. And he doesn't hold from the Svarah that when the Melech Yishal Din, that you don't say Hallel, then you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah too. Marashach. Either you hold from the Svarah, and then we should apply every Yom Adin, or you don't hold the Svarah and doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah either. Everyone hear the kasha? I can't listen to it. Hare the makshid of Yishitas, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nosson, Butler, Mitzvahs, Kriyas, Halal, Bechol, Yotch, Ches, Yom Tov. He said, it should come out according to Nosson, Yehuda, that those 18 days you say Halal, you should never say Halal. Because according to the Svarah, you don't say Halal when Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mavs are open. So according to Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yosi, rather, you, every day is a Yom Adin. So what's going on over here? As I fret them. Im Kain, again, I time, this is Rechaim, this is Mosa, Psuchim, okay. I call it Tzorachiyin. That's, he brings out the Kashim of Tori Evan. Fine. Lechain Nira, about Nira Leim Bezeh. Third paragraph on the page, and I'm sorry, it's got a little bit blacked at the bottom, it's okay. But Nira Leim Bezeh. Uh-oh. Okay. But Nira Leim Bezeh. This is not my safe, that's what. So this loaned it to me. By this safe, it just came out. When I say just came out, I mean it's not even yet distributed. Let me see if I got that right. That's what he told me anyway. It doesn't say. It only says when it. Yeah, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. Yeah, okay. It says no. Chodesh El Tavshin Ayin Dalet. So it's Mamish. It's now. It's Mamish now. So.
It probably got
to take
a year ago.
No. I'm telling you. So this was given to somebody who was a supporter of Lakewood. It was written by when she was a Lakewood.
Yeah,
I don't know.
My brother has it. He got it like a year ago.
Not this one. Are you sure? Really?
Yeah.
So why do you say it didn't come out yet?
Maybe it was last year's Tufshin.
I saw somebody else come out this year.
Maybe every year it comes out with a new one.
Maybe, I don't know. Okay, it doesn't make sense. Bottom line is, anyway, it's not my sefer. He asked me to look at it. Okay. Anyway, I know we came out with something later. I do when he came out. He said this is new. It does say Toshan Gal. Okay, so bottom line is this. Then it's not misleason. But Abba broke my needin, but Pesach al Tua. But Sarah's al Paris. But Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you very much. Sorry, thank you.
But Rosh Hashanah. Called by Oilam, Ibram Lefanav Kipay Murray. So everyone knows the famous Mishnah. That in three times of the world is judged. Pesach, Matua, Atzeres, and Peiros, and Elon, Rosh Hashanah called by Oilam, Oyvim Lefnav Kemar, Ubechag Nidayin Alamayim, Adkan. Now, there's a bunch of the Yukim. Like, clearly, when you look at the Mishnah, and it says that four times the world is judged, it says Pesach, Tua, Atzeres, Peiros, Elon, Rosh Hashanah called by Oilam, Oyvim Lefnav Kemar, Ubechag Nidayin Alamayim. It's not equitable, right? It's just say, Rosh Hashanah, Al Adam, right? Pesach al Tvua, Atzeres al Elon, Achag al Mayim, and Rosh Hashanah al Adam. What does it says? Rosh Hashanah kol by Olam Oyvim Lefanav Kedei Maron. It's a whole long nusach. Why? It's that it should be symmetrical. The Kfar Amet Sham Demarsha Al Shin Loshan. Time that they all jump on this. The Bshar Gimel says, oh, he asks a different gasha. I'm asking why he even has a whole nusach. He says something else. But the other three says. Nidun, nidun la mayim, nidun la tefua, and here it says, Gabi Hadinsha Rosh Hashanah. It says, "Kol boy oylem oyvin lefanav." Right? So it's a different. By the other three, it says nidun. He's being judged. And here it says oyvin lefanav. Right? It doesn't say the tefua is oyvin lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And doesn't say adam nidun Rosh Hashanah. Right? Why is the expression oyvin lefanav? Very good. As I frame the Masha, turn the page. Ayincham, Shenetaka Gamasha, Lafarish, the Bashar Gimel's Manim, Pesach, Shuas, Sukkis, Shemeskayim Behem, Gam Hagzardin, Noibem Lashon Nidon. Mashiach Rashon is like Nechim Zaydinam. Okay. So Basho says the word Nidon implies he's being judged. And Nidon is judged, and your fate is sealed. Whereas, so that applies to the Tfuah of the Mayim, because there's no Yom Kippur for them. They get Paskin and Rosh Hashanah. How much Mayim for the world? How much Tvuah for the world? Right? It's only man that has two parts. He has the Rosh Hashanah part, the Yom Kippur part. So the difference is Oyvin Lefanav because it's not a complete judgment yet. That's what the Marsha wants to say. So he wants to come up with his own pshat. Next, Nira Liyasha Kushasa. The Be'emes Yesh La'ayim B'Loshin Zeb Shav Rosh Hashanah Kol Bayim Oyvin Lefanav Kedei Maron. Ma'wa Inyan Zeh Shav Oyvin Lefanav. He wants to have a different pshat. It's based on the words. He said, let's figure out what does Oyvin Lefanav mean? They pass in front of him. What is that supposed to imply? Yesh Levar Al Pidas Amarsha B'Sech Tasaita. D'Isa Shav B'Gemara Arba Kitas Ein Mekabelis Pnei Hashchina. It says over there, in Masechet Asaita, rather, there are four groups of people that they never get to see HaKadosh. They don't, Mekabelis, Pnei Hashchina, they never get to receive Hashem. Kat Leitzim, the people that are mockers, the cynical people. Kat Chanifim, those that are flatterers, and they, you know, they're just trying to manipulate you. Kat Shkarim, people that are liars. But Kat Mesap Lashon Hara, and those that are speak Lashon Hara. And then it brings down Kat Leitzim, the Ksim Shechet Vilas Leitzim, Pirish Mashah. Okay, Pirish Mashah, Vzel Shonah, or Pirish Akosif, Tchi Losai, which means at the beginning of the Pasuk, of Mashiach Yodei Sleitzim, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Yoy Malkenu, Heichelu Sarim Chames Miyayin Mashiach Yodei Sleitzim. So the last four words, Mashiach Sleitzim, he says, look at the first few words, which is not quoted in the Gemara, which says, Yoy Malkenu Heichelu Sarim Chames Miyayin. What does that mean? So he learns, Yoy Malkenu Hu Rosh Hashanah, V'yam Kippur, Oilas V'yam Adin. So when it says Yom Malkeinu, either means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Lasa Levi, Hey Chelu Sarim, Levakeish Rachim Lefanav Yisbarach Umelach Oilam, Mishaych Yodai Yislatzim. Men Leisim Shleich Lisa. He pushes out his hand. He says, "No, you can't come in." If feel the makam adin. How remember word var? The Masha Amru Chazal Shadal Kitas Elu A Mekabos Pnei Shchina Haynu B'Yom Adin. It seems that. He's learning that this that says that these four katim they don't get in. That means in the Yom Adin they're not let in. Shekarish Baruch Hu Oymid B'chinis Malkos Hashem, when he's a melech in that world, will be Yom Zeh Ein Kitas Elu Nichnasim LeMichitzasai. Oh, see what all what's a Shparois? What Shparois means? It's a good Yiddish word. By the way, all that was kind of proof of this is that there's an idea that aside from being judged, that you get into the mechitza, into the courtyard of the king. And these four don't get in the courtyard. So what he's saying is that on the Yom of Judgment, everyone goes into the courtyard, and these four are excluded, right? You can't go in. All right? So all he's trying to prove from here is that whereas everybody else, if it says these four groups don't get to go into the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that applies to everybody else does. That's what he wants to do. All he wants to prove from here is that while these four groups don't get into the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah, everyone else does. Oh. Umavur b'dvarav davar nifla. And that's what he wants to say. Look at the third paragraph on the bottom. The ilu shak hopanei adam marina kapanei shechina. Anybody else who's royal kavod shechina nichnasim b'yom hadin shel Rosh Hashanah u'nichisasim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol levakeish rachim al atzmo. Every person gets to go in to the mechitz Hashem to ask rachman. Bezuri b'chinas kabbalas pnei shechina, and that's what the words kabbalas pnei shechina means. V'nimsa tishakol Yisrael oyindim al ragleim b'yom hanarein u'mischanim avakeish rachim al atzmo. When everyone in Klaisal standing on the feet of the Yom Meroyim and they're asking for Rachamim, ain't there rak tchino bakashim arachik? It's not just a quest. We're standing from afar and we're asking Hashem for mercy. Ela zoichem li konas li michitzosay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu le kabel pnei shechina makam adin. But rather, we're being zoichem to enter into the michitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in din. Balzeh nema yoyim malkeinu hecheilu sarim. V'yem adin shu yoyim malka shalaylam hecheilu sarim likonis michitzosay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone gets to go in. So he's just saying on Rosh Hashanah, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachamim, we're not asking for far, we're standing in his mechitza, whatever that means. We'll see in a second. Ulufizeh, this is what he wants to do with this. Yesh tefar shalash al-gemar now, shebarashana kol boi oylem oivrin lefanav kivnei marayin, the inyan oivrin lefanav pirushay shenechnasim b'chiyas l'kapli nishchasay. Oh, what he wants to say is that the words we asked, what the Mishnah says earlier, that on Rosh Hashanah, oivrin lefanav kivnei marayin, they all pass before him like sheep. Oivrin lefanav means you walk in his mechitza. That's why the nusach of oivrin lefanav is you. That's what he wants to prove. He wants to suggest that oivrin lefanav, that nusach means to convey that in Rosh Hashanah we're standing in the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now, by the way, I think it's brought down in the Baal Tanya. Somebody brings down that's pshat in the ilah, not pshat. That's the remez of the ilah. Everyone says the ilah means the closing of the gate, so the tefillos are about to be closed. So you better chap rhyme before. Right? The day's over. He learns Ne'ila means Hashem closed the gates from everybody else, and it's just you and him in the room. It's perfect yichud. There's no mekatrigim, there's no more prosecutors, nothing. It's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ne'ila is that you're now secluded, talk with him, and you can make your case just with you and him. You follow? It's a little reverse. But that fits into this idea that you're in the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ne'ila is even more than that. Not only in the mechitza, he's locking everybody else out. Just you and him, nobody can prosecute, nothing else. All right? Okay, because we don't do the prosecutors Rosh Yom Kippur, alright? But I'll tell you a nice, cute idea. I hate to use the word cute. I don't like using the word, but I'll tell you anyway. What is Yiksiva for? We ask Hashem to write it down. Hashem says, okay, you look taif, you are lachayim, you are lamavis, you're right? What's the whole thing of writing a sefer for?
Because you can always erase.
So if you say you can erase another sefer, you can erase Hashem can change his mind also the same way. What's the mile of a sefer? So first of all, obviously the Sfarim say it makes it more real to us. The whole idea of using the analogy, the metaphor of a sefer just makes the whole thing more real to us. But the Baditshuva, classic Baditshuva, says like this. He says like this. Imagine if somebody decides to give you a gift, right? You don't necessarily deserve it, but just to give you a gift. So you know that there are many people that will be upset about that because you owe them money and you've upset other people. So you know that there's a good chance that they're going to try to talk him out of it. So you tell the guy, do me a favor, just write it down. This way, you know, it's clear, it's sure, and then they won't try to talk you out of it anymore because it's a done deal. So he says, same thing with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us chayim. But we know they're going to be they're going to be prosecutors. The Satan is going to try to prosecute and try to undo it. So he said, just write it down in a book. Just write it down. Make sure it's written already. This way, it's done, right? So the Kasfeinu B'Sefer makes it permanent so that the Mekatrigim can't get in the way anymore. Okay, and it's, he's not making a joke about it. If you think about it, it's a very serious thought. The last line. And that's why it makes sense why only by humans it says Oyvim Lefonav. Ubisharas Madam Tana Oyla Nidan. The Islam is Achilik Adim Roshana, next page, Madim Pesach Shuasukis. The Rak Roshana Yesh in him Yuchat Zesha Oyvim Kalboyal Lefonav. That's why Taka only by humans it says Oyvim Lefonav. Because the Tefuah and the Mayim is not Oyvim Lefonav. Right? That's what he wants to say. Very nice. Omnam Dovazer Atzmai Toyim Beer. But this is self requires explanation. Madu Be'emes Nesana Din Shal Roshana Shabay Nichlas Lekam Pnei Shechino. How come that's Taka true? That only Roshana we go in Mechitza. But any other din, you don't go to the Mechitza. Right? When it didn't for Tvua, it didn't for Mayim, you don't go in. That Roshana, the human goes in. What's the job then? Okay. V'nira Levar Yisayit Advarim Behekten Mashak Sanu Le'il. L'yashiv Oy Kusha Hikshah HaTorah Evin. Ashiz V'Reisi V'Rabinasin Hanal. The oy kasha. The Torah even asks one more kasha according to Rav Nosson and according to Rav Yosi, which is what? Ma inyan malchus zechron shoyfus and Rosh Hashanah mishal yomim. The time of the Rosh Hashanah lechem mishal zechron levan. Ma yomim yomim. And now he's asking one second. If we're being judged every single day, so dafka, how come Rosh Hashanah we say malchus and we blow shoyfur? So we saw Hashem goes after mikis din to kisir rachamim. Why only Rosh Hashanah? If there's a yomim din every single day, so we should be doing this every single day. Right, the whole point of Malchus, Zechronis, and Shoifers is to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu that is to mitigate his judgment from strictness to Rachamim. So we should be doing this every single day. So what's unique about Rosh Hashanah? That's his kasha. The Harei did not get a Torah Evan to avoid the Semduchin Alechem, because the whole avoida of Malchus, Vishal Zechron of Leil Toiva, and that the Zechronis should come to Toiv, Shach Li Yamedin. So Mela, according to Rabbi Yossi, I'm not saying there's Yom Yedid every single day, so you should do Malchus every single day. Right?
Because of Shom, L'yashav Kishos, I'll be Bir HaNifla, Shal Agar Friedlander. So Friedlander, by the way, it's a safe I recommend very highly. It's written pretty, it's easy enough, it's a Hebrew that flows, it's easy, not a hard Hebrew. Rabbi Friedlander was a Mashkiach in Ponovich for many, many years, and called Sitzach Chaim now, they put out Svarm after he was Zifter. And they put out tons of Svarim around there. First they put one money, then another money, then here's the light. Lots. And it's real. It's really Hashkafa for the 20th, 21st century. And he wrote a Mamish, you know, and he's more of a Baal Machshava than now. Almost every yeshiva, you know, has a Machshava element to it. In those days it wasn't so common, but he was a big Baal Machshava, big Baal, you know, like most Mashkichim were. And I recommend the Sefer Sif Sechaim. He has a Mayadim. He also has two things, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it in a while. I think in the back of one section, by now they made many two separate Svarim. He goes through the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, and what they did was, they did at the beginning part, like the Hashkafa, they elaborate on it, and he goes through the Tefillah with the Hashkafa, and then they did it again in the back, but much more concise. You can dive in with it. In other words, you know, it's the Baruch Hashem, and in one line, it'll give you like a synopsis of what he spoke about, in long, right? So you can kind of dive in a little bit as well. And even if you don't want to dive in it, look at before davening. It's real. It'll change your davening, and that's what you want. You want davening to be a meaningful davening. So, and we need every bit of help we're going to get. So, I recommend if you get Sizachayim rather, you should get it. And he does a very good job. It could be they sell it now separate, even on that part, even though. Okay, let's see what he says. Because okay, begeder adim Rosh Hashanah she'eino din shel schar v'onish bilvad. He says Rosh Hashanah is not about schar v'onish. He says the word bilvad.
It's a machlekes of Yishayim, Tosis, Narban. They all discuss exactly the question that somebody asked over here earlier, which is Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, so why Tzadikim dying, right? It doesn't make sense, right? What does that mean? Sefer Chaim and Rosh Hashanah living. So Tosis, Narban, they all talk about it's not really, the Nidun is not for Olam Hazeh, it's for Olam Haba they talk about. So he says, based on that, he says like this. He says, Rosh Hashanah is not about Schar V'Oinish alone. Let's leave the word alone. Let's say it's not about Schar V'Oinish. Let's take that out for now. You know what Rosh Hashanah is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing inventory. He's taking stock of his inventory. That's what he's doing. Rosh Hashanah, what happens is, everybody comes, and Hashem says, okay, this is your job for the year. You're not going to have a job for the year. We think you'll do a good job. And every year Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is deciding who is going to be the player in the coming year. That's it. So, b'yayim hazeh, shemechadik Baruch Hu is b'riyah malchusah. Kadosh Baruch Hu renews the world. Who kaveya tafkida shekol echad ma'avodav. On Rosh Hashanah, he is establishing the purpose of every single person in this world. What's your purpose for this year going to be? What's your avodah going to be? That's what the sign in Rosh Hashanah. And we're asking for Rosh Hashanah, Zachreinu l'chaim doesn't just mean physical life. It means I want to be alive. I want to feel my purpose. The Gemara says, Rishayim, af b'chayim nikr mesim. Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're called dead. Because they're not fulfilling a purpose. They're walking around. I think all these zombie movies that they have now, I think it's all shot to give you a sense of how you can be alive and be dead. A Russian is basically a zombie. Doesn't look like a zombie, he's a zombie. He's walking around, but he's not really alive. Because he's not connected to the source of life. It's kind of like you take a wind-up toy and you wind it, and it's moving around. But if you're smart, you realize it's just winding down. It's not moving, it's winding down. That's what's going on, right? If it's connected to electric power source, it keeps going, right? But when you look at this figure just banging up and down like that, you say, oh, it's moving, that's great. It's alive. It's not alive, it's winding down. Rosh Hashanah just winding down. You're not really alive. So when we ask for Zachreinu L'chaim, we're asked to feel a connected sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel that sense of purpose. Okay? The Kaveya Kama Ulama Yiska Bashan, and therefore he's Kaveya what? And to what? Every person will get in their life. And that's based on, well, he says, my same shall Adam, based on how people behave. I'm going to say, well, different things can be based on how you feel in Rosh Hashanah. Because it's really Basher Rosh Hashanah. It's not so much based on what you did in the past, it's really based on your presentation for the future that you want to be hired. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiring on Rosh Hashanah. But the good news is, even though he's a CEO, he's hiring, most CEOs have a limited budget, and they also have a limited amount of people they can hire. So even if you're doing a great job, or you think you'll do a great job, there might be people better than you. Here, nobody can be better than you. Nobody can be better at what you do than anybody else. So every person has a chance to be hired for the coming year. If you state your case, if you make your case why you should be hired. And that's why I tell these guys every year, that's why there's no vidu in Rosh Hashanah. Because when you're going to get hired, you don't put on your resume what you loused up in the last job. You don't say, I didn't get along with my boss, I used to fight my coworkers, I used to come late. You don't say that, right? You want to write in your resume what you did right, why you should be hired. A Rosh Hashanah, you're presenting your resume, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we don't tell him what we did in the past. Hashem doesn't care about that. It's just, tell me why I should hire for the coming year. Give me three good reasons why I should hire for the coming year. Actually, one good reason. Because I want to do what you want me to do. That's it. That's the only guy doing Rosh Hashanah. That's it. That's why you say Basher Risham, Hashem judges as we are this moment. Hashem is looking, right? Tell me how you feel this moment. And I think I told you that story with the baseball team, Lubavitcher Rebbe, no? So on Rosh Hashanah, basically you want to be hired by Kadosh Baruch Hu. I was saying, Hashem, put us on your team. We want to be on God's team. That's the team we want to be on. Somebody once came to Lubavitcher Rebbe, I don't know exactly what happened. And he mentioned, that's it, he gave up, and Yiddish guy, he threw in the towel, it was just too much, too hard, you can't do it. So Bauchover said, let me ask something, you a sports fan? He goes, yeah. I said, you ever go to any games? He says, matter of fact, I did. He says, did you go to any games? He said, yeah, I went to a baseball game. Really? He said, was it good? Yeah. He said, did you stay for the whole game? He said, actually not. He said, why not? He said, well, my team was losing 13-1, the ninth inning, not much to stay for. He said, did the team also leave before that thing was over? He says, Rabbi, of course not. He said, why not? He said, because they're on a team. And your team, you never give up. You're not allowed to give up. You're not supposed to give up. You can't give up. He said, that's your problem. You can't be a fan of Judaism. You have to be on the team of Judaism. If you're on a team, you don't throw in the towel. Well, Abe says, we're asking Hashem, well, I don't want to be an outside observer. I want to be on your team. When you're on your team, there's a whole different rule. Right? Okay. Let's go back to it. Oh, and that's how we're going to answer the servant's kasha. He's saying this, unbelievable. He's saying that even when Rabbi Yisrael and Nassim say this, that there's a Yom HaDin every day, they admit that the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is totally qualitatively different than the Yom HaDin the rest of the year. Why? The Yom HaDin the rest of the year is Schar Vayinish. The Yom HaDin the rest of the year is, let me see what you did. What you didn't do. And you'll be schar v'ainish based on that. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not about schar v'ainish. On Rosh Hashanah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's b'kaveya what your kayach is going to be for the coming year. Is Hashem going to grant you the kayach, the talent, the ability, the opportunity to serve Him properly? It's
it's a whole different deal. So it's unbelievable. He's saying it answers all the kashas. Let's see. So be yemiz akarish baruchu oyim bechinas melech v'dones habruim lechadish lekvaya tafkida machusoi lekach kovay avoidem yuchedes shall machus. That's why only Russia has malchus zechinas v'shapers. Barashana. She tamlichuni aleichem. She has a friend of the Taiba. Mash enke had a dim beshah yimus shana. Ain't able to get the dim shah vainish. When Reb Nosson and Reb Yosef say, yeah, there's a yami din every day, that means every day there's a reckoning. What did you do? What you didn't do? There's a din de cheshbon every day. That's true. But that's shah vainish. Hashem is not deciding in the beginning of the year. Hashem is deciding every day what your kodesh is going to be for the rest of the year. You see the difference? Whereas in Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is deciding in Rosh Hashanah what you curse the rest of the year. I'll say a little bit. Baal Shem says a little bit differently this. It's not entirely different, a little bit different. Baal Shem says, he asked like a similar kasha. He asked from the other way. He says, if Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin and all our kodesh is decided then, so what do we have to worry about the rest of the year? Whatever's decided already. What's the point? What's the point of asking Kadosh Baruch Hu and doing tshuva? It's already been decided already. That's how Hashem asked the kasha. Right? So according to it, it's also answered, because what was decided on Rosh Hashanah was Yikaychus, but there'll still be Schar Vainish based on what you did, right? That's how I want to answer. But Hashem's a little different. Hashem goes with the way of a mushal, Kedarkah by Kodesh. Hashem's like this. He says, imagine a water carrier. Ooh, nice shot, Teitelbaum. Let's go. So, a water carrier. And the little boy sees a water carrier. You know, water carriers used to have like this, like piece of wood that ran across the shoulders. They had a pail on either end. Yeah. And the little boy sees this water carrier schlepping up these pails of water. He says, "How are you doing today?" He said, "It's horrible." "What do you mean it's horrible?" He said, "Look at me. It's 90 years old. I'm 80 years old. It's 90 degrees outside. I'm schwitzing away. I'm schlepping up these. I still have to work for a living to get this up here. It's ridiculous." All right. Next day he sees him. Asks him again, "How's it going?" He says, Unbelievable. What's unbelievable? Look at me. I'm 80 years old. I still have the strength to carry up the water up the hill like I can work for myself, right? Nothing changed, but your attitude changed, right? So that's that. A Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a kaychus for the year. That's true. But the rest of the year, how you use those kaychus and how you're going to feel about those kaychus, that's going to be that'll be every single day. So it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the potential is given to you in the beginning of the year. But what you do with that potential and how you feel about that potential, that's needed every single day. It's a similar idea. Okay, let's turn the page. This is confusing. Al pi zeh nira levayr. Oh.
Levgam yisod inyam nal. She rak for Rosh Hashanah. Omar tana loshin oivin lefonav.
Oh. Now it makes sense. Why dak Rosh Hashanah uses the nusach of oivin lefonav and not by any other place? That's why it says Rosh Hashanah, because only in Rosh Hashanah Hashem is being kaveya.
Okay, he wanted to know. We already established that oivin lefanav means you're going nichnas lemechitzasa. You're going to the mechitzas of Hashem. But he said, why? Why is that important? What's the whole avoda? So now I understand. Because it makes sense. It's only when you go into the mechitzas of Hashem, where Hashem is deciding, okay, let me convey to you what your avoda for this year is, what your kaychus for this year are. How much Torah you'll be able to learn. A Rosh Hashem decides how much ruchnis you're going to have for the coming year. Now, it means a potential. If you use it, don't use it, that's every single day's judgment. Right? But the potential, so that makes sense, he says, why Dafka by Rosh Hashanah says Oyvin Lefana. The other's not, because only Rosh Hashanah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding the potential for the entire year in this person. Ki mehusa shal dina de Rosh Hashanah hu likvaya belimsa tafkida yamyuchun lekol echa v'yechad. L'chein Oyvin kol echa v'yechad v'hamelch. That's why every person goes in front of the melech b'michitzasai. She'in yonai bekabolas p'hamelech uknisa ilav lekabel tafkida yamyuchad lai. Hashem looks at you, b'myuchad, specifically, la'midai b'tafkida machusai, and by doing that, he establishes what your purpose is going to be. V'zeh toich ere inyin shadoz b'chashuk, as barukum kam dey shechina. Ma'ash enke b'shah kol dinim, b'pesach shuva sukkas, ein oisam dinim inyin zeh klal, el adinim shal schar v'aynish. V'lkab b'em b'am atav lashan nidoy. That's why it says lashan nidoy. The reason why the others it says lashan, because you're being judged, that's schar v'aynish. But by Rosh Hashanah, it's even the fun of, because then your koichas have been giving out to you. Hashem is doling out your koichas. Unbelievable. Very beautiful nusach. Why it says needed versus even the fun of. Because Baruch has been kavei and rashana your potential for the coming year. So half of the gazach. Want to say one more thing about that? In Mela comes out also, he doesn't say this.
It comes out good. Everyone asks the kasha, that l'chayra, how come, if Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin,
why is it mentioned? In the Torah, that's a Yom HaDin. The obvious kasha. So, according to some of the pshat like this, I mean, I'm just putting together different ideas that, but the basic general idea is, Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is be kavei your potential. Right? Mela is a din. Let me say it again. Let me say it differently. A Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing the world. Just like Shabbos renews the week, Rosh Hashanah renews the year. Okay? So every Hashem is deciding to renew the world, and what gets renewed, what doesn't get renewed, right? So the truth of the matter is the Rosh Hashanah itself is renewal. The Yom HaDin is incidental. If there's renewal, there has to be Yom HaDin. No, it's the reason why Torah doesn't mention Yom HaDin, because that's not the essence of the day. The essence of the day is not. The essence of the day is not that it's a din. The essence of the day is it's renewal. And states like there's renewal, Hashem decides who yes and who no. It's a reunion and a renewal. Let me give another example. If your father says, you know what, he has five kids, and they're all married, and they all live in the United States. And once he said, let's get together. So they get together in a hotel once a year for a reunion. Now, you know what's going to happen. You get together, it's a very joyous occasion. But you know what your father's going to say to you? No. So either, I don't know, what's with your job? Or what's with this, right? The new is not the purpose of the reunion, but that's mamela going to happen. When there's a reunion, the Abe's going to want to know what's going on. Same thing with the Yom HaDin. Rosh Hashanah, the essence of the day is not the Yom HaDin. The essence of the day is the reunion and the renewal. But mamela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say no. So what are you holding? So that's the same idea as well. The essence of the day is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish, everybody's the kaveya, their kaychus. The mamela comes to being a Yom HaDin. Then he says also, that's why it says it makes sense. It says the nidan kivnei moroin, and what a pshat kivnei moroin is like the tzva, like the army chachelah shall base David, like the army base David. So why dafka mechamas base? Why is that? Because an army has a tachlis, and every year Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hu deciding you're now in the army of Hashem, and you're fighting the Yetzer Hara. That's why I use the word army. There's a fight going on in this world. There's a fight to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's present in the world. The physical world doesn't want to allow it to happen. There's a fight going on. So it makes sense why the Chazal use a lashon. I even love Kibnei Maron. And Chazal say Kibnei Maron is an army, like the army of David. Because Hashem is saying, are you going to belong in my, are you going to be in my army for the coming year to fight this holy war? That's exactly what's going on. That's why he used the Kibnei Maron. All right? I will have to continue tomorrow. But Ned, hold up. No, let me take this back. And then we'll finish it tomorrow. I also want to do Rav Tzadok tomorrow if I get a chance.
You're right.